All right, welcome, Country 89, Shane Christopher Neal and Leah Marlene on the phone. How you doing, Leah?
Hello, I am great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And it was, what, a year, maybe over a year, you were in Country 89, I remember. You and your dad came in, and I chatted with your dad on the Industry 45 show, and I think you chatted with Rob on air, or somebody on air at Country 89. And so you've been in our station before. You're familiar to our audience, you know?
Yes. That was such a fun weekend that I was up there. And yeah, that was actually probably about 2 years ago now, which is crazy. Time flies.
I'm getting old, so maybe it was 2 years ago. So you've been busy. You know, these are tough times for artists during COVID. And, you know, you're a songwriter, you're a performer. But before we get to that, just talk a little bit about your beginnings. Obviously, your dad being a songwriter, guitar player with Honeymoon Suite probably taught you a lot about it. Talk about kind of the early days being a songwriter and kind of learning how to write good music.
Yeah. So obviously, yes, I grew up in a house full of guitars and songwriting all the time. So I was always fascinated. I took piano lessons for a little bit when I was real young. Was not a fan. I didn't like practicing. And then my dad let me pick up guitar after I tried piano, and he taught me guitar. That was my main thing for a long time. I started gigging like when I was like 9 years old, all around town. But I didn't pick up writing until I was really in high school, and probably about a year after I took writing seriously and started just wrote probably like a handful of songs, my dad took me to Nashville and we started making regular trips down there. And I honestly like learned so much just from co-writing with people down there. And that was the majority of my education for writing until now, where I'm studying songwriting at Belmont University, which is awesome. And that's in Nashville. So yeah, that's a little summary of how I kind of got into things.
So you were mentioning co-writing, because I was going to ask you, a lot of the songs that you have, whether it's on Arrow or your new album, The Space Between, so are they co-written songs, most of them, or?
I kind of do probably like 50-50 or like 60-40 more co-writing, less by myself. Really depends on the season and the topic. My latest album is mostly written by myself. I believe there's two songs on there that I co-wrote with one other person. And I think Arrow, all the songs but one on that EP were co-written. So that was a very collaborative album. And that was those songs were some of the first songs that I co-wrote in Nashville. So that was very much baby writer Leah, just kind of like learning the ropes of like how things go. So yeah, but this more recent album was a lot of solely written by me, just because of the nature of the songs were a lot more of like a diary rather than something that I would typically co-write. But I love co-writing, and it's amazing. You learn so much from the people that you write with.
And how do you typically write a song? And what I mean by that is, like, do you think of lyric lines first? Do you think of melody? Do you kind of come up with something that's a chorus and build around that? Or what's your best strategy for writing a good song?
Yeah, it's different every time. I try to keep it different every time. So sometimes I try to write on different instruments every time, like have a different starting place. Or I'll start like building up a track on my computer. So that's like if I start musically, but then sometimes I'll start off a lyric idea. I think the biggest thing is that I'm just always living my life through like the lens of potential songs. And so I'm constantly writing down lyrics that I just hear people say, or that I'm just on a walk and I'm like, that would be interesting. and I'm also doing the same thing with just like melodies that pop into my head. And I just try to pick up an instrument as much as I can and just literally get some sort of groove. But as long as I find something that inspires me, whether it is a lyrical idea, a melodic idea, chord progression, or anything, I take that and I just run with it. So I don't have a very good answer because it's so different. Melody and chords come to me typically more naturally than lyrics do, though I've worked really hard to like work on my lyric writing and stuff like that. But it's always more intuitive for me, the music part of it.
Well, you got a great album, The Space Between, and I love Arrow as well. And LeahMarlene.com, you can go to that website, check out all the music. Thank you so much. We're going to play a song right now. Is that cool with you?
That would be incredible. This is Leah Marlene, and you're listening to Country 89.
When we Where we gonna be if we don't hear the sound? Just a little love is all. Just a little love, you know, can turn it all around. When it's enough, enough, it's really up to us. You and me. Take a walk in your shoes, you walk in mine. Take a walk in your shoes, you walk in mine. Take a walk in your shoes.
Listening.